This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, I was thinking about this watching the news conference of General McKenzie, and I think he's the CENTCOM commander. And I was thinking about this these final hours before the last plane left, and I'm like, you know, it is so incredibly sad, but at the same time, I am so proud of our military component in all of this. The people that screwed up were the policymakers. Biden, Blinken, you know, on and on and on. There's going to be a lot of blame to go around. My question is, are we ever going to have accountability? Are we ever going to have accountability as to how this thing went so badly wrong? Those 13 families, their lives have been changed inalterably. And to lose 13 devoted American patriots, it's just incredibly sad. And the dumb thing is, it didn't have to happen that way. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The United States has departed Afghanistan after a 20-year struggle to keep terrorism from taking hold in the troubled country. SRN News military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says Russia and China will be moving in to influence policy there.
Will it metastasize into something worse? Well, quite possibly. Al-Qaeda was already in the midst of them. You know, ISIS-K, of course, is a sworn enemy of the Taliban for ideological reasons. But it's just another part of Central Asia that is cancerous and that will fuel the problems across the world.
The U.S. also announced that some Americans were indeed left behind in Afghanistan, and of course nearly 2,400 Americans were killed in Afghanistan. In Louisiana, the rescue mission is underway to find those trapped by Hurricane Ida's floodwaters.
Scores of coastal Louisiana residents trapped by the floodwaters have been pleading to be rescued. Some have posted their addresses on social media, directing search and rescue teams to their attics or rooftops. Governor John Bel Edwards.
We know that we have thousands of people out right now with high water vehicles and boats. Who are doing search and rescue.
The power outage in New Orleans left hundreds of thousands of people without air conditioning and refrigeration in sweltering summer heat. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of people rushed to leave South Lake Tahoe as the entire resort city came under evacuation orders and a wildfire raced toward Lake Tahoe, a large freshwater lake straddling California and Nevada. Evacuation warnings issued for the city of 22,000 on Sunday turned into orders on Monday. Vehicles loaded with bikes and camping gear and hauling boats were stuck in traffic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 504. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Oakland A's moving to Las Vegas might be a step closer to happening after the Alameda County Administrator on Friday expressed misgivings about opting into a proposed tax district to help fund a new ballpark in the Bay Area. Team officials were quick to point out that things have really been positive in their visits to Las Vegas. A's team leaders have made 5 trips to Southern Nevada to explore a possible move to the Vegas Valley. They are reportedly planning another visit in the next couple of weeks. The entire California side of the Lake Tahoe Basin is being evacuated as the 2-week-old fire continues to make its way toward the resort community of 22,000. Fire officials warned all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe to evacuate. The blaze broke out on August 14th, and it's just 19% contained. It's burned more than 245 square miles. And a team made up of 38 local firefighters and civilians are in Louisiana to help respond to Hurricane Ida. Clark County officials say the firefighters make up the Nevada Task Force 1 Urban Search and Rescue Team.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now, the first thing you notice when you check out the traffic cams is the bumper-to-bumper conditions on U.S. 95 southbound. That's before the Southern Rancho area, because ahead, 4 lanes are pared down to only 2 lanes with that massive construction project beginning around 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us. Don't forget the president, supposedly a prime time address tomorrow. I chose not to speak today to the departure of the U.S. My guess is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that this is going to be the beginning of rewriting history. And that, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize drive is now officially underway. Because this president ended America's longest war, and that he deserves all the credit in the world. You watch and see if that doesn't happen. Now, I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want this half hour to be all about you, your reaction, and in particular, those of you who proudly wore the uniform of the United States, and you fought. You may have been injured. You may have had friends that died. After all of this, after 2,400 dead, 20,000 wounded, was it worth the sacrifice? Because Afghanistan's in the same place they were 20 years ago. We'll see what you think. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out for you, in particular, if you served in Afghanistan, because you must have feelings about what you saw this afternoon as the U.S., as that final C-17 took off from Hamid Karzai International Airport, the end of America's longest war. I want you to hear from Jake Sullivan, though, first, and then we'll get to your calls. By the way, if you're a first-time caller, all you have to do is just let gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody, and I'm not shy, trust me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Okay, this is cut two. This is Jake Sullivan yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
That we have, quote, enormous leverage over the Taliban, enough that we're going to be able to get out Americans and Afghan allies after we pull out. Do you really believe that? And do you really believe that there's a chance that we might be able to reset up a U.S. embassy in Kabul?
Chris, no one here trusts the Taliban. No one here is counting on any words the Taliban offer. What we are focused on is actions. And yes, the answer is emphatically yes. We do believe that the United States of America possesses substantial leverage to ensure that American citizens and others get safe passage out of that country. And that if they do not, we can bring to bear enormous pressure on the Taliban with a swift and forceful response to their blocking any American citizen, whether before August 31st or after August 31st. That's not about trust. That's about the capabilities we have to hold the Taliban to the commitments that they have voiced directly and the commitments that they have made publicly. And we are working in a united way with dozens of other countries in the international community to ensure that's the case. As far as a U.S. embassy is concerned, right now, this is going to come down to the Taliban actually following through before we can talk about things like embassies and recognition and the like.
But I think some people question whether we have leverage. I understand when you talk about there's pressure we can bring to bear. We have frozen billions of dollars in Afghan assets. There's all kinds of ways we can squeeze them without actually using force. But let me take an example of one member of the Taliban. That's Khalil Haqqani, who is the head of security for the Taliban in Kabul. This fellow, Haqqani, he authorized suicide bombings against U.S. forces in Afghanistan over the years. The State Department has a $5 billion bounty on this guy's head. Do you really believe that the kinds of soft power pressure you're talking about is enormous leverage over a zealot like Haqqani?
First of all, Chris, billions of dollars is not soft power. That's real cold, hard cash that matters. Secondly, and probably more importantly, no one is more clear-eyed about who the Taliban are and who the Haqqani network is than the national security professionals that have been working on this issue for the past 20 years. The question is not whether these are good guys or bad guys. We know the answer to that question. The question is whether or not they will ultimately see it as being in their interest to let Americans through. A lot of people suggested 12 days ago that they wouldn't, that people under the Taliban head of security wouldn't let thousands of Americans have safe passage to the airport and get out. We have evacuated more than 5,000 Americans in that time, and we intend to ensure that any American who wants to leave Afghanistan at any time will be able to do so.
That was Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor to President Biden, and trying to put lipstick on a pig, I think, is probably the best way to describe this. Tomorrow night, though, supposedly, or tomorrow afternoon, our time probably, the president will speak in a primetime address about the war in Afghanistan and how it is now over. And as I say, just wait and see. Remember, you heard it first here, that you're going to have folks on the other side, supporters of the president, who are going to advocate for the president to be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize because he ended America's longest war. And it's incredible to me, but it's not surprising. Now, a lot of reaction from across the political spectrum to what is going on, the next step of what happens next. Then there's how did we do this? How did we do this withdrawal? And could we have done it better? Sarah Palin, this is cut one. Sarah Palin was on Waters World over the weekend, and this was her reaction to the Biden blunders in Afghanistan. Here it is.
I imagine you're pretty angry, Governor. Do I have that right?
Pretty angry. I mean, it's a healthy position to be in, though, to go from sad to angry. And the rest of Americans had better be angry. You take action when you're angry.
Did you foresee this coming at all? We know Biden's track record's atrocious. But, I mean, this is in his honeymoon period. And we got a border crisis, a hostage crisis, a humiliating defeat on the battlefield, dead Marines. It's barely not even September.
Well, we should have seen it coming. I mean, based on Biden's track record, nearly 50 years in government, blunder after blunder, people in his own party, his own quote-unquote supporters, letting Americans know, letting voters know before the vote was taken against Trump that he gets everything wrong. You know, Jesse, I looked the other night for the first time ever at debate clips where I was debating Biden back in 08. And I'm sitting there listening to this going, man, the more things change, the more they stay the same. He was a liar back then. He is a liar today. His track record should have allowed all of us to anticipate nothing but negative, nothing but bad, nothing but tragedy would happen under this man's watch.
Well, the media wanted him because he wasn't Trump. But not being Trump is giving us dead Marines and a foreign policy debacle, which is going to be tough to come back from. How do you see Joe's presidency going forward? I feel like he's got no credibility right now. His credibility shot on pretty much everything.
Right. And isn't that something that those of us kind of in that arena, at least at one time or another, knew he didn't have any credibility back then? So, you know, you can't just have some kind of credibility transplant overnight. He isn't a credible human being. He lies. He plagiarizes. I mean, all the things that we already know. And you're right. The media did want him to win. And the media clobbered anybody who was challenging him. And, you know, a lot of this is on the media's back, too. How I see it going, I think Republicans in Congress are wasting their time with their rhetoric about, impeaching him because they will never do it. Because most politicians, as you notice, I'm sure, they're a bunch of windbags and they'll talk about it, but they won't do it. We have more of a chance of seeing him resign than we do he being impeached.
That's Sarah Palin. We'll get a local reaction to what's going on in Afghanistan, what lies ahead, and the horrible, horrible way this was done. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMCQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music has taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now they're even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. That's 702-369-1321. 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
If anybody needs a superhero on their side, it's children with cancer. Join us for the Candlelighters Childhood Cancer Foundation of Nevada's Superhero 5K on Saturday, September 18th. Sign up to be part of a powerful 5K fundraising force supporting children and families in Southern Nevada who are battling cancer. The Candlelighters Superhero 5K is in person on September 18th at Mountain's Edge Exploration Peak Park with a virtual race option starting September 13th. Register today at CandlelightersNV.org.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Colonel Mark Robertson. He's a retired Army, and he's running for Congress in CD3. And one of the things I really like about him is he's a straight shooter, and he's a military guy. He says, in fact, he sent a message out today. He says, as I've said repeatedly, withdrawing from Afghanistan was the right thing to do. The manner in which it was executed by the Biden administration has been absolutely unacceptable. As commander-in-chief, Biden is responsible for leading our troops with sound strategic and intelligent operations. He is tasked with protecting American sovereignty while defending our citizens and promoting American interests around the world. He has failed. He left Americans stranded in Afghanistan. And that number now is somewhere around 200-250 is what we're understanding. In fact, his administration literally provided the Taliban with a list of Americans and allies still in the country. When asked about the deaths in Afghanistan, he chuckled and knocked on wood. That is Mark Robertson, Congress candidate for CD3. Mark Robertson. And we've interviewed him on the show, and my guess is we'll have him on again. But he is one who believes that this was all done amazingly wrong, which really is sad that it comes to this. I want to change gears real quick because we are still trying to figure out what to do with the coronavirus and the Delta variant and masks. And what do we do about boosters for our kids, boosters for us? And what it all comes down to is, what can be done to bring down the Delta variant numbers? They are starting to come down here in Nevada. Not appreciably, not enough that we can dump our masks in the trash, but they are coming down. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, let's go to cut three real quick. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on This Week and was asked a question about what can be done to bring down the Delta variant numbers. Good question. This is Dr. Fauci yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We have now about 80 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not yet gotten vaccinated. We need to get those people vaccinated. We have a highly effective and safe tool to really get down those numbers that you just accurately portrayed. Those are numbers that are really quite startling. We are still in an upsurge. The numbers that you gave are very, very alarming, but we can do something about it. If it was a situation in which we had no recourse or no tools, you could see how frustrating would it be. But it's even more frustrating when you have the situation where we do have a vaccine that's highly effective, highly safe, accessible, free, and it works. We've really got to get those people who are not vaccinated in that group vaccinated.
I really want to concentrate on school kids with you this morning. As we transition into the fall, of course, we have all these kids going to school, and pediatric hospital admissions are at the highest point of the pandemic. Does the Delta variant just hit them harder than we expected? What's happening?
Well, what we're seeing is that this variant, Martha, is highly transmissible. The ability to transmit from person to person is much, much greater and more efficient than the prior variants, the alpha variant that we had. That's affecting both adults and children. So you're going to see more children infected, and quantitatively, since more children are infected, you're going to see more children, unfortunately, getting hospitalized. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that we've got to cut down the community spread. You can protect children who can't get vaccinated because of their age, yet we can protect them by surrounding them with a community of people who are vaccinated. That's how you protect children. And you also